some marriages are matzliach and some are dismal. Now, the question, the shayla is assuming that in both cases of the marriages, both parties were fairly decent people. Both parties had a common chesroniness. And some of them, the marriages could be fantastic matzliach, and some of them it's dismal. What does it? And how to avoid it, obviously. It's important to know that there is a Gemara of Rashi that says that this has been going on for dayri dayris, this business. Every time a guy would get married, shortly after his marriage, he's chaveh, when he's getting matzah or moitzah. Matzah means matzah isha matzah taif. Moitzah means moitzah nias or isha ma'amim mamas. It was always a question, how did you do in your marriage? Was it matzah isha matzah taif or was it ma'amim mamas? Apparently there were always two types of marriages, and there was always an issue. You know, in my times, I used to ask Chassam that I were close with, I stopped asking. Not quite that nusa, but I would ask, how did you do with the grab bag, I would say. Because all marriage is like a grab bag, no matter how many dates you did, it's basically a grab bag. So I would ask, how did you do? I turned out better, turned out worse, you know. But the emotions, they used to formally ask the question, are you a matzah or moitzah? So the Mashal with the drills of all that's important, that everybody should know. He says that in one pasuk, it says matzah isha matzah taif. That's in the good one. And the one that's ma'am maris shteit ha isha, shteit nish isha. Moitzah aniyah so isha ma'am maris. What's the issue of ha isha and isha? Zokten, the extra hay in the isha makes you sort of equal to the ish. Because the ish has the yud and the ish has the hay, so he was always more than her. And she was sort of subordinate to him. But if she is in the prin of her isha, so she is on equal key with him, and she believes she's on equal key with him, and she shackles him, then the marriage is dismal, then it's a prin of a man and mamas. It has to be the prin of an isha, not the prin of an her isha. Because the idea of isha, she feels she's equal to him, and now that's not going to work. That marriage is man and mamas. Don't stay to the mashal. Now, what's got to be explained to Mashal is this misnotion she's equal, that comes from her gaiva. What implants that? What gives her that equality? Everyone knows she was never a ma'eva kotnadish. Everyone knows her eggs are connected. What made her equal? What did that? Is this just the gaiva of this woman? Is it the modern world of equal rights and equality? So this was explained by David Saul, and then I explained other Ifanim and Haritim. But the way David Saul explained it is that what makes her shokel is if the husband's cheshik in her is at least equal to her need of a leishik chikasek. If his cheshik in her is more or equal, then he basically is empowering her. She's now a bitum on something he has a deep craving for, and possibly less of a craving than he has. So you made him equal right there. And that's when your marriage is going to be ma'am and mamas. The etzim, the way the Tanya made it, is that her craving is more than his. So she's not a bitum on anything to play around with. But a person can be malam and atzma, you want to be masbi atzma, and even that he made it, he took away that. So with that, he made her into a ha'isha, and with that, he's in for a life of ma'am and mamas. The good news is that this same God we saw at a different occasion said that this whole Indian of matzah and mitzah could change from day to day. It's not a lifetime thing. The easier and connected, it can change in daily. There's always a way of changing. It doesn't mean, you know, it's one of the two and that's the end of it. But I'll confirm, this is, you know, the principle, the theme, what makes it into Hodesh. That's Sharfarid. And that Sharfarid, this happened maybe 20 years ago, 25 years ago. A place of Shach sent Shluchim to America and to Lakewood specifically, to be Madrich guys who give chashan shmuzah, what they should teach and what they should say. He sent shluchim, and they made speeches b'rabim, and they also made discussions with the ones who give the chashan shmuzah. And he had many very fantastic insights that he sent, which we don't have the time to go through all of them, but there's one b'negeiris mashal that we're going to say. And this, if you are London, you're going to know that this is a piece from Rabbi Eliezer Shachar in Hilchos Ishus that he drilled. He said like this. He said that somebody who is mischashik lo'isei davar, and he's just using her as the keli, he's essentially just doing a biznos on a spiritual level. On a legal level, if he has chuppah v'kedushin and ksuba, then it's not a biznos. But on a spirit of the law, if the hiseiris is machmis this chashrus ba'isid dover, and this is just the keli that he's mishtamish, but that's essentially a biznos, and that's not a real yachas. And that's Taka Elishdru Chukosch. It has to be Mishashik Bo. The person has a close yachas with somebody, and there's a chain, some male than say it. But it has to start off from Mishashik Bo, not Mishashik Bo Yisidova. That is Ishus. That's not Biznos Alei Matevach. And this was the reading he was giving over, that it's important to give that Nekuda over, that everybody should understand that. This piece of Avi Ezri in Hilchos Ishus. Now this Indian that Avi Ezri is explaining is exactly what is nitl shiyu. Everyone has to be Mishaya ben Nafshe ad kama. He's always gotten this Indian. Ken zayn, you know, bishleibas the masl shel shavia. That's tom dika kol yad hamar ben liv degarizim mishuch. But ben again in Mashal, the mishashik laoyzidava is making her equal and making her the Bible. It's only when it's Kitzuras HaTeirah El Ishech Chukosek that her Cheshik is more about it. He has an interest, but his interest is the Pchinah Mitech the Yachas law, then there's much more hope of it being the Pchinah Matzah Isha Matzah Teif. This is what others explained in the Mashal, what made her equal. How did she become equal? She didn't become equal with Muscolas. She can't learn your Maram and your Rab Chaim. And what way did she become equal? She became equal because what she's a Bailam on something that you need. So that's the that would be an approach to understand as Mashal. But why marriage is successful and some dismal? This is from the time of the dawn of creation. There's such a thing as Mutz. Not the dawn of creation. There was Samech, Kisamech, Yitzirch, Megaled, Mikedem. But post then, there's always been Mutzah and Moitzah, and the Mashal is giving us some lead with this dig of Ho'isha, that when they're equal, then it's doomed for failure.
Then I gave another suggestion, which is relevant to everybody. What many, many men do is they empower their wives by doing something like what Adam Arisha did, that he's Ho'ilok Batzas Ishli, and he puts her in the lead, and she remains the Mashpia, and he remains the Makabal. And he lives his whole life based on Atzis Ishtar. Let's just do the start of it. The typical start. A chosen, you ask him, what's your plan? What are you going to be learning? He says, he's going out to his home. And then you find out she's so hepped up on her seminary experience in Israel and the thought of the romance of spending time there, it's all for his year of marriage, that he's going there just like being schlepped by the nose, not based on any big mukam teira that he wants to go to, and thinking he's going to find some ways. So this is saying is to go to Eretz Hall. Is this Medina Hilchas Ishus or Medina Talmud Teira? It has to be Chiyuvei Talmud Teira from Sefer Madde, it can't be from Sefer Nosh. What happened to this guy? He's picking his whole material and his whole life based on a whim of the count. That's not something you move on to. That's not something you say, okay, you'd love to go to Israel, so let's go to Israel. I mean, that's your thing. That's for a vacation, not for... Well, The reason is because he has no kesher to his hair. He don't have any place. He don't have any direction. But imagine he'd be lining by Abnasan Stein and going to his shi every day and stagging there with that item. He would say, it's out of the question. I have my baby. And he wouldn't even have to argue with her. They wouldn't even follow around to take the lead and schlep it to Israel. Wouldn't even follow around. All the dates he was talking about, how Dovig is in his Rebbe. And her father was saying how great it is that he has a mokum and a hair on him. And he's not a loose UFO like everybody else. And just, it's not, you understand like that? I mean, it just wouldn't be Baba Khajun. So I'm giving you one marshal, but 10 or 100 times a day, it's that way. Where are we going for vacation? When the man has a definite plan, where he's going and what he wants to go and what his standards are, then she's bucked like a cat to a man who has it there. A man who doesn't know. She steps right in the front and she organizes a vacation. She runs it by you, but you don't know. You have no yes or no. You have no right and wrong. You have no judgment on it. You are not taking the lead. When you don't take the lead, she becomes Ha'isha and she takes the lead. And she schleps you by the nose. And the one who's allowing this woman to become Ha'isha is the men who are just not clear and don't know what to do on every given thing. Should we go for Shabbos to the mountains? Should we go to the Babi this? Should we go to Tata? Should we go into the Hanukkah party this Sunday? He doesn't have clue what he's really a little meandering and a little aimless and doesn't know a real right and wrong on every human subject, so he doesn't take a lead. If he's not going to take a lead, she's going to jump right in front. He's going to be a lifetime. I am not talking about one thing. It's just going to be a lifetime of that. And he made it into a Isha that he's living a life in Ma'am and Momus. And who suffers? Who's the victim of this Ho'isha? Who is the biggest victim? Is it the children that are living in a house that the mother runs, wears the pants? Is it the husband of Hashem Ma'am and Momus? They're all victims. The biggest victim is the woman herself. You did not provide her a deep need that she has someone to hang on to, someone to lean on, someone to look up to, someone to rest on, somebody to be betayach in him in his lead. You now made her entire life to be kas umachayim, to always jump ahead and always make decisions and always get more and more louder and vociferous in order to hold the control and in order to fear everybody by nose. I mean, you made her a life of kas umachayim. To the point that she looks at that woman who is a pussycat and a yes girl and listens to everything her husband said like a shaita. But that woman is living with a gevaldige sipuk because she's doing her tafkid and not out of her game. And this woman has a life of kas umachayim. And usually the women want the men to take the lead. If you say it lahedya, you're finished. You don't say I'm more than you, you're Ava Cotton, just do as I say. You don't say that. And there's a lot of eitzah that a woman could take from a woman if he's doing it right, that he's in charge. A veldav eitzah. There's the bina, there's the bina yiseira, and there's the whole shmuzah of Chaim Shalevich, the repelting shmuzah when he says that the wife of Abchadini ben Tradian, he was doing something that was questionable. He held its mutter. And he got into big trouble for it. And his wife also suffered. So Frank, why did she suffer? She should have told him that it's wrong. So Frank, what are you talking about? He's from Rodriguez Tana. What? She can do it another way? He had a justification. He held this the mutter. You're going to go, I mean, people, you got, the Rebbe's in the bank, is going to go, this is going to be, Kolshke, talking about Tanoi Magdation. The yamim of the now she's going to think zich. So to him, a woman, because it's a hotachlas and a tafkid, has an ability to know when her husband's wrong and when he's being told. And she should not have debated with him on a scholarly level. She should have begged him to listen more to his chaverim, talk it over with plainly, make sure you're right. She should have done the things that women. There's a felt of age. We're not talking about just a yes girl that's just going to do everything you say. Those women also make their husband's life poor. You have to have it, and you're using it together, but you have to be in control and it's your ideals and your things. And most of the problem of the people that I'm seeing is that they don't have it themselves. They have no idea. Are we going to Rhode Island? Are we going to a Hampshire? Are we going to a bungalow? They have no set plan for Shabbos. A guy who has his chavrus Shabbos, and that learning means everything. He could be mevater and say, okay, you want to go to, you need a rest, we're going there for Shabbos. He has no problem being mevater. But the pshat is, if it's not mevater, he knows what to say. And she doesn't push him because she understands that the chavrus, and she's happy that she's being mevater for his chavrus. But if he's just meandering and he doesn't, well, Shabbos here, when he goes there, he doesn't even have a program where he davens. It's based on what time he woke up. It's not based on any. I mean, people are living without any program, then they are denying the wives of the leadership that the women crave, and that twists her out of her right existence, her proper existence, and gives her a life of kas umachayvim, and makes the whole family raise their children just based on the whims of a woman without being afraid. So this is another head of the mashal. When you make it her isha, aide, that she's in the lead, that's a life of Mahmoud Mogus. Yatzilinu b'larachah. Okay.